Time now for our second feature. Norwich Cathedral is one of the city's finest landmarks, and one of its greatest treasures is music. Arts correspondent finds out more, and her feature is read by Charlie Hollers.
Every day, the inspiring surrounds of Norwich Cathedral are filled with song, and Ashley Grote is the man with the all-important task of overseeing the beautiful music being performed. Since 2012, he has been Master of Music, and he described it as a great privilege to be at the helm of a tradition going back centuries. Music has been part of the cathedral's history and heritage right since the time it was founded, said Mr. Grote. The choral tradition in English cathedrals traces its roots right back to those early monastic foundations, which would have been centred around the singing of the daily offices, by monks originally, but when you come to the time of the Reformation, that's when boy choristers were introduced into choirs like this. So it's a very historic tradition. But it's also something that's really relevant and alive and developing today. And that's the really important message to get across. That for people coming into this amazing building, the music really helps the building to come alive. The stones here have resonated with the sound of choral and sacred music right since they were built. And so the combination of the music and the building and the liturgy is a very special one. At the heart of the cathedral's music are its organ and its choirs, and 35-year-old Mr. Grote's own career first began as a chorister for King's College in Cambridge. He joined the choir aged 8, and by 12 was also learning to play the organ. He returned to King's College to study a degree in music and as an organ scholar, before spending 3 years as assistant organist at Westminster Abbey, and then becoming assistant director of music at Gloucester Cathedral in 2008. From here, he moved to Norwich Cathedral in 2012. My favourite aspect of the job is every day starts and finishes with music, said Mr. Grote. I begin every day working with the boy choristers who are such an energetic, talented and enthusiastic bunch of children. The satisfaction I get from working with them and seeing them achieve their potential and learn so much about music so quickly is immensely rewarding. And then at the other end of the day, we finish with a service of choral evensong. The boy choristers, who receive scholarships and are educated at Norwich School, are joined in the cathedral's music-making family by girl choristers drawn from schools across the city and adult singers. And Mr. Grote enjoys directing them all alongside overseeing the cathedral's entire musical calendar with the help of organist David Dunnett and an organ scholar. Mr. Grote said, "We have 20 boy choristers, 24 girl choristers, and then 12 adults, 6 choral scholars and 6 lay clerks. And between them, the cathedral choir sing a choral service of evensong every day of the week, Monday to Friday, at 5:30 p.m. And then, of course, the service is on a Sunday. And really, that's just the starting point. There is so much that happens in the cathedral throughout the year. The special services for county and civic occasions, the many festivals, Easter and Christmas, obviously, and then lots of concerts. And on top of that, cathedral choir are also involved in recording and broadcasting and touring and singing across the diocese. Just yesterday, BBC Radio 3 visited to do a live broadcast of Evensong, a testament to the high regard in which the cathedral's music is held. People can listen to a repeat of the broadcast at 3 p.m. on Sunday on BBC Radio 3. Another highlight coming up is a three cathedral choirs concert on May the 24th for Norfolk and Norwich Festival. And this will see the Norwich Choir perform alongside the choirs of Ely and Peterborough's cathedrals. The Norwich Cathedral Chamber Choir, a concert choir of 50 adult amateur singers, is also part of the cathedral's mix of music and will be performing a summer concert of Dan Handel's Dixit Dominus and Dedicandidium with Norwich Baroque on June the 16th. With such a packed programme of services and concerts, does Mr. Grote have favourite events or works he especially enjoys seeing performed? So much of it is about the context. Certain things in certain contexts are really thrilling, he said. When we perform a Bach Passion just before Easter, that's always special, because the music is such a powerful portrayal of the whole story of the crucifixion. That's always a special occasion where the combination of the music and the building and the time of year lends it a lot of significance. I always love our Handel's Messiah performances because there is nothing quite like that just before Christmas when the cathedral is really packed and people are so excited to hear that wonderful music. But he said it was not just the big occasions that provide memorable moments. The great thing about music and cathedrals is that it does have the ability to transport people out of the mundane of day-to-day life to something more special. And on a quiet Friday evensong, there could be a simple piece of music that's done really well, which in that moment transports everyone to a higher place. And that's really special as well.